This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Whole Foods is now sponsoring Drag Queen Story Hour, which is a pedophilia child grooming front run by perverted, greasy, obese men who dress up like women, and many of them have criminal histories of child abuse or child sex abuse or molesting children, criminal histories as sex offenders, and they're reading storybooks to children so they can get closer to them and cuddle with them because they are twisted, sicko perverts. And that is now what Whole Foods supports. This is what Whole Foods has come to. In fact, this is what all of corporate America has come to. I mean, Nike hates America. Apple has gone in all pro-Satanism. Google supports Antifa terrorists. I mean, it's just incredible. And Whole Foods, of course, owned by Jeff Bezos, the same person who owns the fake news Washington Post, is now pro-pedophilia. So if you shop at Whole Foods, you are supporting molesters of children. You're supporting child abuse. And these are the values of left-wing America today. These are their values. They say that in their view, pedophilia, they think it's fine. Because they say love wins. And they say at any age, love wins. Love always wins. And if you don't like it, you're intolerant. You're a bigot. You must be an evil conservative if you don't like allowing greasy, obese men finger little children while Whole Foods sponsors the grooming events. Yeah, you're a bigot if you're not into that. I mean, that's what corporate America has come to. It's like Jeff Bezos has become Bozo the pedo clown. Like Whole Foods, which sells all kinds of genetically modified canola oil products, by the way. I mean, Whole Foods is like a toxic stew of GMOs, Monsanto, contaminated foods, and now pedophilia grooming. That's what Whole Foods has become. Remember when Whole Foods promised in 2013 they would label everything for its GMO content? Remember that? Oh, it was big news. Yeah, I remember because we covered it. We were actually part of that. They said, yeah, by 2018, we're going to label everything so that you can shop at Whole Foods with confidence, knowing that you can avoid GMOs because everything's going to be labeled. Well, as soon as Bozo Bezos took over Whole Foods, guess what? They dropped the promise. They betrayed their own customers and they just quietly let it all fade away. They never made a statement about it. They never said, yeah, we're dropping the promise. We're just going to screw all the customers. No, they just did it quietly. And now they're funding pedophilia, child grooming, you know, pervert training programs like Drag Queen Story Hour. I mean, this is the filth that corporate America has become. And in particular, Jeff Bozo, the pedo clown. I would imagine Whole Foods is so evil. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, nothing surprises me anymore, but I wouldn't be surprised if they start rolling out like pedophile-themed food items at Whole Foods stores like little organic wieners. You know, like little Monsanto wieners for pedos. Drag queen food hour. You know, where you get all these food items served up by the pedo executives at Whole Foods, like finger licking little chicken fingers or whatever. I don't know what they're into. Crazy, insane stuff. Furries, maybe. Maybe they dress up like furries with their junk hanging out so they can find some glory hole or something with little kids on the other side. I mean, this is how sick they are. I can't even come up with stuff that's twisted enough to describe what Whole Foods has become under Jeff Bezos. And the Washington Post, which is engaged in routine treason against this country. The Washington Post is a criminal propaganda front. And those people should be taken down by the president. and the military police and charged with their crimes against America. By the way, treason is a crime. Sedition is a crime. Their attempted overthrow failed. But hey, they failed at overthrowing the presidency, but they can sure overthrow your child. They can indoctrinate your child. You turn your little kid over to Whole Foods thinking, I got to get some organic gummy bears or something. And ends up your child is being groomed to do a rub and tug on some big, obese, fat grease ball who is dressed up like a woman. You know, that's what they're being trained for by Whole Foods. Like, just imagine, I know it's a sick image, but just what they want is like little children jerking off old men who are dressed in drag. Like that is now the Whole Foods credo. That should be their slogan. That should be their advertising, like on a bulletin board. Whole Foods, children jerking off old grease balls in the name of equality. Yeah, that's what Whole Foods stands for. Oh, and yeah, all pro Monsanto, 100% pro GMO. Whole Foods lied about the labeling, lied about clean food, lied about everything. Whole Foods has become another enemy of America, an enemy of our families. Whole Foods has become a threat to your children. And if you shop at Whole Foods, you are financially supporting pedophilia. And by the way, this isn't some conspiracy theory. This is openly admitted. The mayor of Atlanta, I think her last name is Bottoms. I'm not even making that up. I think it's the mayor of Atlanta, Bottoms. She was thanking Whole Foods for sponsoring Drag Queen Story Hour. Oh, thank you so much. And I think some NFL team, is it the Falcons? Is it the Atlanta Falcons? Is that right? I don't follow sports, so I don't know. But apparently the NFL is into pedophilia too. I mean, again, does anything surprise you anymore? Pretty soon Whole Foods is going to be like demon foods. Satanic worship at the Whole Foods buffet. You'll be able to get like gargoyles and, I don't know, demonic themed, genetically modified, like Monsatan meals will be served by Whole Foods, because that's what they're into. Demonism, Satanism, pedophilia, GMOs, poison, heavy metals, everything that can harm you culturally or harm your child's mental health or harm your health. That's what Whole Foods now stands for. It is pathetic. It is sick what corporate America has become. And Whole Foods is just one example. That's why the last time I was at Whole Foods was years ago. I remember in Austin, they had a big retail store and they had a sign on the wall that said, "Nothing artificial ever." It was a big logo on the side of the building. "Nothing artificial ever." They were claiming their food was super clean. And as they were doing that, they were selling genetically modified GMOs and like canola oil and everything. All kinds of artificial crap. GMOs are artificial. I don't know if they took that down because they knew they were going to get sued or what, but that was like 2013. "Nothing artificial ever." Now, they're just grooming your children for pedophilia. There you go. Don't let your children loose in Whole Foods. Might be some corporate executives scoop them up, take them to their secret Jeffrey Epstein closet. You know, get a little bit of organic whatever they're into. I don't know. They're sicko twisted perverts. You know, and I'm really tired of it. I'm tired of corporate America hating this country. I'm tired of corporate America pushing endless evil. Netflix pushing like satanic teen sex orgies in their programs, and Amazon Prime, same thing. I'm sick of it. It's time to stop these people. It's time to arrest them all. It's time to throw them in prison. I'm talking about the executives of these companies, or the executives of Netflix need to go to prison. These assaults on our children, everybody engaged in that needs to be arrested and put in prison. No joke. It's time to stop the exploitation of children by these sicko, left-wing, wealthy predators who think that they control everything and that they will never have to face the music for the crimes they carry out against children. Well, it's time to hold them accountable for those crimes. And all these corporations are now pushing transgenderism onto children. which is all about chemical castrations, physically maiming children, scarring them for life, encouraging them to cut off their reproductive organs. I mean, it is so sick. And nobody on the left is speaking out against this. There's not a single Democrat that I can think of, not a single liberal who has spoken out against this practice of brainwashing children and exploiting children, targeting children for transgenderism. Everybody on the left celebrates it. Yay! Chemical castration! There isn't a single leftist that I can think of, not one of them, that opposes the murder of children and the sexual exploitation of children, the transgenderism push of children. Pedophilia has become the Democrat Party. Infanticide has become the philosophy of the left in America today. It is time to stop them and remove them from power permanently. Do not ever let these people run your country, your culture, your media, your news, your corporations, anything, because they will destroy everything that they touch. They are sick, perverted, insane individuals, leftists, Democrats. They have no redeeming qualities whatsoever. They don't deserve to even participate in our society. Learn more, stay informed, read naturalnews.com and newstarget.com. Thank you for listening. Pray for our country, pray for our children and our families. Be safe. Take care. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Ranger store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.